With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Hundreds of people turned out for a vigil walk in Edenderry last night in memory of four-year-old Tadhg Farrell and his grand-aunt Mary Holt, who were killed after the house that they were in was set alight last Saturday night. And News Talk's chief reporter Barry White joins us now. Barry, you were there last night. I'm sure it was very emotional.
Hi, Kira. Good morning. Yeah, look, it was very emotional. And there was a massive turnout. There must have been around 1,000 people at this vigil walk last night that was held in memory of four-year-old Tadhg Farrell and his granddad, 60-year-old Mary Holt. Some people there last night told me that the town of Edenderry may never forget what happened last Saturday. There's certainly still a sense of shock in the town. People are still grieving. But there is also a lot of anger that this happened to two innocent people who lost their lives in such a violent way. Well, there is also a sense of fear. People are afraid that something like this may happen again. And I think there is a sense that if a four-year-old boy can be killed like this, then anyone in Edenderry could be. Now, one of the organisers of last night's vigil is Pat McBride. This happened very close to home for him. He grew up in the house next door to where Tadhg Farrell and Mary Holt were killed. And he told me that the community is still struggling to come to terms with what happened.
There's a lot of grief around. People are very sympathetic and sad. And there is a lot of fear around. This could have happened in any house in Edenderry, could have happened to any child in Edenderry. And people are scared and disillusioned, which is probably a better word. No one would ever thought this could happen in a little town like Edenderry. Like, it's more so, you see these things happen in Mexico, all these places thousands of miles away. You never see it happening in a country town like Edenderry. So it is, people are distraught, people are fearful, people are very sad.
It was very close to home for yourself.
We live next door to the whole family, yeah, for the last 55 years. For this to happen, no one ever thought anything like this could happen.
You were there minutes after the fire on Saturday night. That must be something that's going to live with you for the rest of your life.
It was haunting, to say the least. We arrived there, literally, one of the neighbours rang. We were up there within 5 minutes. We just got there before the fire brigade came. All those houses are terraced houses, and they all could have caught fire. It could have been, if that happened later in the night, God knows what could have happened. And with the grace of God, my older sister who lives there alone, she was at Mass. If she'd been in that house, I don't know what could have happened, you know. Like people shouldn't go into the shell because of what has happened in 29 Castle View Park. People should be able to communicate, talk, and help the guards and try and put a stop to this so it never happens again. Edenderry is a small town in the Midlands. People wouldn't associate it with drugs or violence or any major crime. But unfortunately, it darkened our door last Saturday evening at 7:15.
Very stark. And Barry, this vigil took place at Bryan's Park in Edenderry, which is very close to the scene of Saturday's tragedy.
Yeah, the vigil was held at Bryan's Park, like you say, which is home to the local football team Derry Rovers. And this is just 300 metres from the house that was petrol-bombed at Castleview Park on Saturday night. I actually walked from the scene of the petrol-bomb to Bryan's Park last night. It took me 3 minutes to walk there. So it gives you an idea of how close this vigil was held to the scene of the crime. And the majority of those who came out last night live in Castleview Park and the surrounding areas. The vigil started with prayers and those gathered then walked around the running track, which circles the football pitch four times, a lap for each year of little Tadhg's life. Last night's event was also arranged as a stance against the drug scourge in the local community. And I think the message from last night's video was people were saying, don't be afraid, and if you have any information, do speak to Gardaí. And last night I spoke to Tony Loughlin and Amanda Cummins. They both live in Castleview Park, and they say what happened over the weekend can never happen again.
Officially, we'll walk around four times around the track for each year of Little Tig's life.
There's an awful lot of shock and sadness, and it's just something that is haunting. You can't get it out of your head to think, like, what the poor little thing went through, and poor Mary, them all, like, you know, it's just inhumane altogether.
And would you have known Mary Holt and Tig?
Yeah, of course. Very like, well. I mean, like...
A local girl working in Newfoglia House from the day it opened.
Yeah.
To see her life gone now, after helping all old folks all her life, and to turn around and say that this is what happened in that girl.
And never done harm to anybody. Never did, like.
Why do you think people have turned out tonight? Why is it important?
Well, we've all kids, you know. I have a grandchild there, 3 years of age, and why wouldn't it turn out tonight? If it was my grandchild, I'd be expecting somebody here to help me out as well.
Stand up for what's right, and get all these off the streets.
Yeah.
And how important is it that the community come together at a time like this?
I think you do. You need 100% backup in this.
Someone has to show some support to them.
You can't let it just keep happening.
This has to stop. It has to stop.
Finally, Barry, Gardaí have also released CCTV footage of Saturday night's petrol bomb attack that killed Little Tig and Mary.
Yeah, Ciara, they have, and this footage is pretty harrowing. The video appears to show two individuals with their faces covered in hoods up who smash the front window of the house before throwing what looks like a petrol bomb into the property. The two can then be seen running off. And I think the most shocking thing about this footage released by Gardaí is that the two people responsible for this deadly arson attack look to be very young themselves from that footage. Meanwhile, to date, the Garda investigation team has carried out more than 150 investigative jobs, 250 house-to-house inquiries, retrieving more than 60 pieces of CCTV, and they've also taken more than 100 written statements from the public. Meanwhile, Garda Síochána is supporting the families as they prepare for the funerals, which take place in the coming days. 4-year-old Tig Farrell's funeral will take place tomorrow at 12 noon in St Mary's Church, Edenderry, while Mary Holt's funeral will take place on Sunday.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that this morning. That is Barry White there, our chief reporter.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.